Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
For all the lineup east is out there right now.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got to tell you, David, so, you know, one of the great games that we played all, you know, all off season, even during the times when there was no baseball, even after baseball stopped, was this sort of, you know, fantasy lineup game with the White Sox. And how do you see him lining up, and who do you like there? And, no, you know, could Grandal lead off because he takes pitches? How would you line everybody up? I mean, it was insane, and it was fun. And Tim Anderson was on the White Sox Talk podcast with NBC Sports Chicago, and he was asked how he'd line them up, right? And I loved his response. I loved the question because, again, it was such a fun game. And I loved his response because there is still a feeling that maybe he doesn't belong as a leadoff guy, right? He doesn't see he will see some pitches, but not he doesn't walk is what I'm trying to say. He's too busy getting on base. But anyway, so he was asked about that, and he basically came up with this idea, which, again, I'm a big fan of. He said that he's the leadoff guy, that Yoan Moncada bats second, and that Louis Robert is your number three hitter. And basically, you got one, two, three. You got three guys that are capable of hitting for power, and all of them have speed. And all of them get on the bases, and all of them are running around the bases. And then you got all your power guys coming up then, right? So you're setting the table, and you're loading the bases let's be honest, you're already up two runs with a guy on third by the time your power starts showing.
Well, I think that he may have been talking to Chuck Garfine, but the intended audience was Ricky Renteria. Don't you think? At some point in time, you have to get the message through that Luis Robert is not your number seven hitter. And whether it's subtly saying things like that or it's directly approaching him and asking for change, that makes all the sense in the world. How exciting is that to consider when you have three guys in Anderson, Moncada, and Robert, the first three guys that a pitcher sees and faces every given night, and then move everybody down one? Look, Yasmani Grandal is struggling, and when he comes back, regardless of his health, he's not going to be a guy that you'd necessarily have to keep where you had him in the order at the beginning of this season. Things have changed. I like the idea of moving everybody down a spot. I like the idea of having Robert follow Moncada, and Anderson leading off makes sense, even though he's not your prototypical maybe leadoff hitter, but he is hitting .371, so... Yeah, that's a lot to like, and that's a lot to consider. Ricky, where are you on this? Because it's a fair question to ask. Eloy's not going to worry if he's batting fourth or fifth or whatever.
Right,
Move everybody down a spot.
Right. I wonder how Abreu would feel if he was not in the three hole, if he felt that he was being moved out of a RBI spot after leading the league in RBI a year ago.
He still can, Molly. Did you hear him after the game last night? Again, he reiterated something he's been very consistent about. He wants to finish his career as a member of the White Sox. He wants to win a championship. This is a guy that will do whatever is necessary if it is in the name of winning. He is a leader. He is a guy that would not, I think, quibble over batting third or fourth or even fifth. But I think you want him in as much of a run-producing role as possible, and putting him in the fourth spot makes sense. Eloy batting fifth makes sense. Move everybody down. Have Grandal bat sixth. Is that the worst thing in the world? And then you got Encarnacion at seventh and Mazzara at eighth.
Can you move Mazzara to, like, 10th or 11th?
Is that
possible?
Oh, so now you're an Adam Engel guy again,
see,
huh?
Now
okay.
I'm being mean.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just being mean. It's not right. I apologize. The Sox are currently 14-11, right? So they got a game this afternoon, and they are in third place in the AL Central because the Twins are 16-9. The Twins did lose a game, and you did pick up a game, and the Indians are 15-9. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know. It seems like smoke and mirrors, but God bless them. Now you got the Cubs. So you close out against Detroit. Be great to take care of business today. Be great if the White Sox could figure out a way to get the most out of a Lucas Giolito start. He's been very good. I believe he's given up something like 15 runs, but eight of them have been in the first inning. So you just got to avoid kind of that boogeyman inning. Half the runs he's allowing have been in that inning. So, you know.
You just use the opener. That's what you do.
There you go.
Bring in Lucas in the second inning.
Oh, fantastic. And he'd be perfect. Someone call Ricky. But then come
a lot
the
of info we need to relay to Ricky, apparently, about how to manage a baseball team.
We got a lot of ideas for you. The Cubs are 16-8, and we know that they are going through as rough a patch as we've seen them go through. When you figure that they had the losing streak between the Brewers and then into the Cardinals series, they did win the Cardinals series.
They just won series.
Yeah, they did. But I mean, it was a tough series, and they had two doubleheaders in 3 days, and now they get the day off, well earned. And they get the White Sox. I'm very curious to get your thoughts, and I know we'll do this tomorrow, but just preliminary thoughts on how these teams match up. And, you know, the Cubs, it's extraordinary to watch what they're doing. They've really opened the season strong.
Well, I think that what you're trying to frame it sounds as if maybe the Cubs could or the White Sox could wake up Monday morning with more victories than the Cubs, theoretically. They could still. If they go into the series 15-11 and the Cubs are 16-8 and the Sox sweep, I guess they could do that. Yeah, that would be – that's really says a lot about where the White Sox have put themselves in a position to be that good this far into the season and how dangerous they really are.
Well, I don't know that that's what I was driving at.
I know. I'm being facetious. I know you're not driving at that, but it is possible.
But I think the Cubs, it's really interesting to me that the sum of their parts is better than the, you see what I'm saying? Like they got great players. They're not having great individual years. Some guys are. But for the most, you know, Ian Happ is a different animal than ever been, and he'll be on today with Dan, by the way, at 9:30. But I'm just saying, you know, it's just kind of crazy to look at where they're at right now.
Well, you have David Bote and Ian Happ being as responsible for the Cubs being 16-8 as Chris Bryant and Javi Baez.
Yes.
And that is the odd thing about this truncated season. Somebody was going to emerge and people were going to disappoint you. You didn't know who it was going to be, but it's been strange. And I think it's a credit to David Ross for pushing a lot of the right buttons. You know, he has trusted guys in situations that maybe typically you might not trust them in. I think it shows how much confidence he has in the depth of his roster. I think the Cubs are ideally set up to, I guess, go back to the original question. And this is going to be a lot of fun to kind of break down this series tomorrow and look forward to it over the weekend. But they are set up exactly how you would like to be set up. They've got Lester. They've got Hendricks. They've got Darvish. You couldn't ask for any better situation if you're the Cubs to rely on starting pitching that has put you in a position that you're in right now.
And you know, it's fascinating to me that you just pointed out, and you're not wrong, that happen in Bote. I wouldn't think, if you look at the numbers, that Bodie's having a great year. He's just been timely with his game-winning hits.
Clutch.
He's met the moment a couple of times, which is a huge, significant thing to do, and we haven't really seen that yet from the aforementioned Chris Bryant and Javi Baez.
Yeah, and I think we'll probably see Chris Bryant tomorrow. That I guess is optimism speaking more than anything that we have heard, but that is the hope. And he hasn't been a guy that has come through in the clutch. And David Bote has, which is odd to say, 24 games into this year, and we're already 42% through the regular season. I think that probably you look at the numbers, and Bote isn't a guy you think, oh yeah, that he's a big part of this, but he has been a big part of this. Nico Hoerner, his versatility, I think. He started at third base.
Yep.
That's a lot to put on a young guy. He started now, you know, a couple different positions. Jason Kipnis has been better than I think maybe you thought he might be given his stage of his career. The bottom of the order, 7, 8, and 9, has been strong for the Cubs. A lot of reasons that maybe aren't as maybe what you expected, but they are, you know, that they represent the depth that this team really has, and maybe we overlooked going into this year.
Again, you know, Giolito is pitching tonight, this afternoon, excuse me, yep. and here's hoping he can conquer that first inning bugaboo. But he's been good. Now you got Dallas Keuchel against John Lester. I think that's a very fun matchup on Friday. Just a couple wily veterans, and here's hoping Keuchel's back's okay. He was a little stiff after his last outing, and then Kyle Hendricks, the professor, we know how good he is. Dylan Cease, I mean, here's the former Cubs draft pick coming back to play at Wrigley. That's pretty fun to think about him and what might have been with him taking on his original team. I'm curious to see how he does. And then you, of course, we know how good he is. Who's going to pitch for the Sox?
I don't know.
Who gets that start?
Question.
Right?
I'm not sure. Is it going to be Gio? Is it going to be somebody else? If I had to say to you, though, and I'm not sure we can answer that question yet. Maybe we'll get a little more clarity after today's game from the White Sox. But if I had to finish this sentence for me, Molly, the White Sox most unheralded, underrated, but important pitcher this season so far has been?
Boy, I mean, if you're going to say Gio Gonzalez, I can't go along with that.
No, I wouldn't go along with that. I wouldn't either.
Okay.
I would think, what are you smoking, Haw? No, I would think that Matt Foster. I think quietly.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, you know, that's fair.
Who expected him to be a guy through eight outings, have not only a 2-0 record, because, you know, we don't want to get caught up in wins, but he has yet to give up an earned run and been scored upon this year.
Yes.
And who saw Matt Foster coming? I did not.
So I think what you're saying is opener and bullpen game. Is that what you're driving
Could be.
At?
Could yeah. be. You know, and would that be the worst thing in the world if
no.
you went that route? Because
no.
he's proven that he is worthy of your trust. And in a big moment, in an important series, maybe he's a guy that you turn to get things started. And then, you know, you go bullpen it from there.
And today is the 20th of August, right? So we're waiting till the end of the month. We're still a week away from potential returns from a number of people, like supposedly Madrigal at some point, supposedly Lopez. I got to be honest with you. I have no faith that Rodon's coming back this year. And I know I've been told that he'll be back at the end of the month, too. He's just behind the other guy. But I don't know. I think that's a hard one.
But he's behind the other guy, Mully, and you don't even know about the other guy. And so Ronaldo Lopez may come back first. I was a guy that made the mistake of having a lot of faith in Carlos Rodon to kind of get back and round into form. But I don't know that you can count on that right now. So I hope that we're wrong, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's probably more Dane Dunning. I'll take another helping of that. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, no, I'm all for more Dane Dunning. I had no problem with his performance. But I think that's, you know, in my mind anyway, if he's starting, that's a bullpen game. I mean, he's just more than an opener. He's like a four-inning guy. And at this point, I thought he did excellent in that brief a period of time. I thought that you could see him – and Stoney called it a mile away, but I thought even I could see that he was declining and that he wasn't.
Everybody saw it except the one guy making the decision, you know?
Yeah. Well, maybe the catcher needs to stand up and stare into the bullpen like AJ used to do. You watching this?
But he was really good, and that was really promising, even though it didn't end well when he gave up the home run. But, first four innings.
Oh, excellent.
As seven strikeouts, as strong as you would have wanted them to be, and his stuff. And I thought, wasn't Stoney also great when you saw Dane Dunning catch two line drives? And how about Stoney making the point that if he was throwing faster and falling off in a different way, he wouldn't have been able to catch those balls and protect himself in the way that he did? That's a great observation from
one
of the best.
The first one was like just to the left of his face, and maybe it hits his shoulder. I don't know, but he made a great catch on that. The second one was right in the kisser, and he
right
caught
there.
That thing. Oh, I mean, that is, you know, you fear for a guy's career if you're going to catch that one. I mean, Well, he caught it, but I'm saying if you catch that in the in your face, you got a real problem. Good God, that was frightening.
It was.
Definitely. All right. We speaking of frightening, we get to talk to Dan Bernstein next, and he'll give us the scare of a lifetime. What?
Guaranteed.
Yeah, trying to work it a little. No, I'll rewrite that.
I liked it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm
That's okay.
We've got Bernsey next. Mully and Haw, the score.
That segment brought to you by Door Systems, now offering touch-free doors. Call 1-800-THE-DOOR.
Like your sports page in the morning, Mully and Haw are first to let you know what happened with your favorite Chicago team last night.
Good morning to the Engineers, the greatest show in radio history.
I'm here to wow you.
Mully and Haw, first and best, mornings 5 to 9.
I am here for you.
On 670 The Score, Chicago's number one sports station.
Make your mark with a graduate certificate from Roosevelt University. With 20 program options like business analytics, college counseling and student affairs, and nonprofit management, you can sharpen your skills to take your career to the next level. Many certificates can be applied to a full master's degree. Learn more at roosevelt.edu/certificates. That's roosevelt.edu/certificates. Stay safe, stay active, and take the next step with Roosevelt University.
If you're thinking about a new Subaru this season, do yourself a favor and take the short drive north to Kenosha Subaru. Mike and his team offer a no-pressure, laid-back experience that's hard to find in the city. Kenosha Subaru follows strict CDC guidelines to ensure your visit will be very safe. Or shop online and ask about free delivery for a no-contact transaction. And now through August 31st, it's the Subaru A Lot to Love event. Visit KenoshaSubaru.com for all the details.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. Mortgage interest rates are in the twos. Maybe your current rate is in the threes and you think you're good enough. Well, I can tell you this now. It only takes 5 minutes to see how much money we can save you by dropping your rate into the twos. And at the Home Loan Expert Office, we're still closing loans in 30 days. Find out how much you can save today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Safety is a hot topic during COVID-19. Need help keeping safe from problem gambling? NYCASA can help. Call 847-546-6450, email gamblingservices@nycasa.org, or call the statewide helpline 1-800-GAMBLER.
You wake up feeling like you just boxed 12 rounds. Some wake up sweating with sore jaws, headaches, and a lot of our patients complain of brain fog. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula, and these signs, often joined with snoring, are sleep apnea symptoms. And if this sounds like you, you may have been in a struggle last night between you and this serious disorder. Many people aren't willing to fight back, but the fact is you can't go through these nightly struggles without ramifications that each night chip away at your life's expiration date. I get it. You don't want to wear a CPAP mask. During your free consultation with Advent, you may find out you don't need one. We have every effective sleep apnea solution available. And believe me, the mask is the last resort. Text the word ADVENT to 797979 to schedule your free virtual or in-clinic consultation, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
You're listening to Mully and Haw. Back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Hi, Dan Bernstein here. Thunder and lightning can be alarming. You know what's even scarier? Storm damage to your home. Aloha Construction is the local expert for repairing damaged roofs, siding, gutters, and windows. Over 20,000 completed projects in the Chicagoland area, and they're the recipient of the Better Business Bureau's Torch Award for Business Ethics. Aloha Construction is practicing a contact-free process from start to finish. Visit AlohaBuilds.com today. Aloha Construction. We rain when it storms.
When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
This transition is brought to you by Aloha.